This is a Chazara Shia for the Shia and Pirkei Avos from Parshas Shabbos Parshas Ba'alo Yischa. We learned the Mishnah in the first parak, Mishnah Yud Beis. Hillel v'Shamai kiblu mehem Hillel Omer havi mitamidiv shel Aaron. Hillel is telling us that we should be from the Talmidim, the disciples of Aaron HaKohen. Oyev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom. Oyev es Habriyus ha-Makarvan l'Torah. To be Aaron's Talmidim, his disciples, to love peace, to pursue peace, to love all those who exist. Like the Tanya says, Brius, meaning that there are people whose existence itself is the best thing you could say about them. That there's nothing really else you could find to say other than that they exist. Even such people. Aaron taught us to love even such people. And Makarv and Latar, to bring them back to Torah. The Rav Bartanura brings over here a famous Torah from the Abbas Rebbe Nosson, which teaches us, reveals to us the method of Aaron HaKohen, of how Aaron loved people. And how Aaron was Makarev people. I think everybody knows this. So he brings Ketzad Haya Aaron Oyev Shalom. Keshahaya Raya Shnei Bnei Adam is Kaitetim. When Aaron would see that there were two people who were fighting, who were quarreling. Haya Herlech Lekol Echad Mehem Shalei Midas Chavero. He would go to each one without the other knowing. He would say, if you only knew how your friend feels so bad about what he did to you, if you only knew how sorry he really is. But it's hard, he doesn't know what to do or how to come to you. And he wanted me to come to you, that through this, perhaps you would be moichel him. And by this, that Aaron would make this story up, and would go to each one, they would both leave their place, and they would meet along the way. And they would see each other, and of course they would right away forget everything that happened, and they would start kissing each other, each one believing that the other one let go. The Kate said, "Hey, Makarev is Abrius the Tyra." And how is Aaron Makarev people the Tyra? When he knew that there was a person who had done something wrong, Aaron would dafke befriend that person and show him a great affection. And the person would be embarrassed, and he would say to himself, if only this tzaddik would know what I'm up to. And he would stay so far away from me. And because of this, and with this thought, and the desire to please Aaron, and to be close to Aaron, the Jew would do tshuva. Who shall Hanavi may the love? And regarding Aaron HaKohen, the Navi Malachi, in the last Nevuas that we have, the Navi Malachi said in Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav, B'sholom uv'mishar holach iti, that Aaron went with me in a way of Sholom of peace, uv'mishar, with Yashuas, and Elachkeit, b'rabim heshiv me'avai. And many, many people he was able to bring back from doing aveirus. That's the method of Aaron HaKohen. The question is, from where did Aaron take such a mahalach? From where did Aaron draw such a way of being, of bringing shalom between people, and of being makarev people? So you know the Gemara in Marcus. And Daf Chavdal, the Gemara says, Bo Chavakuk vehemidon alachas. That the Navi Chavakuk, in one pasuk, in one word, the Navi Chavakuk was somehow summarizing all of Yiddishkeit. What's the tamtzis shebetamtzis of all of Yiddishkeit? What's the inner point of being a Jew, of being an Eved Hashem? And Bo Chavakuk, the Gemara says, v'hamid alachas, tzaddik be'emunasai yichya, that the tzaddik lives by his faith. We see from here that it's the Ratzon Hashem that we always try to understand, and we try to ask ourselves, what's the yisayid? What is the foundation that holds up the entire building in Ben Adam L'Makom, in Ben Adam L'Chaveray, with one's Avaydus Hamidus, Tikkun Hamidus? What's the yisayid? What's the He'emidan Al Achas? What's that one point upon which everything is built? So when Chavakuk taught us that Tzadik Be'emunaso Yichya, that the Torah, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being Avdei Hashem, all develops from this point of Tzadik Be'emunaso Yichya, Emuna. So let's try now, for the next few minutes, to understand. In the Hanhage, in the way that we behave one towards another person, in Hanhage of Ben Omla Chaveroi, what's the nekuda? What is that point? What's the yisayid habinyan upon which everything is built, from which everything can develop? Because if we're able to be mechazik ourselves in that nekuda, in that point, in that shayrish, in that yisayid, so then we'll be able to, each and every one of us, build from that a beautiful building in the avaida of Ben Adam L'Chaveray. Obviously, Hillel HaZaken is telling us that Aaron HaKohen is our Rebbe, having mitamidev shel Aaron, that in Ben Adam L'Chaveray, there's nobody like Aaron HaKohen, and that he's our Rebbe, and we have to take this avaida of Aaron, and we have to build our avaida upon it. So let's try to understand Aaron HaKohen and this avaida of Aaron HaKohen. B'halois chas haneiros, the mitzvah, of course, of Aaron was responsible for the avaida in the Mishkan, the Kahanim of Esamigdash. But we're living now in the parasha of lighting the menorah. So on B'halois chas haneiros, Chazal say, Omri Yisrael lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Jewish people come and they say to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Lonu Ata Oimish and Noi lefanecha, Master of the Universe, you're giving us this mitzvah. You want us to light up a path before you. You want us to illuminate your holy place. Ata Hu Oirish Shel Olam. But you are the light of the universe. You are the light of all worlds. Unahari ime shron, and light is with you. Vata oimer el mul pnei hamenorah, and you are saying to us, el mul pnei hamenorah, the mitzvah of menorah, that kivyochel you need us to light up the Mishkan, to light up the Beis Hamikdash. So Amalam Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered, Lo yishani tzarich lachem. Of course, I don't need your light. Elisha ta'iruli kederach shehearti lochem. But I want you to bring me light the way that I have given you light. Lama? Why? Lalois eschem bifnei ha'umais. Because I want to elevate you. I want to bring out your chashivas before all of the nations of the world and before yourselves. She you aimrim, that all of the nations will say, Ru'u heyach Yisrael mi'irin l'mishu meyer l'chol ha'olam. Look, the Jewish people bring light to the one who gives light to the entire universe. Marshal ma'adavadayme, the Medrash brings a marshal, to what can this be compared? L'pikeach v'suma shahu yimahalchem b'derech. There was a person who had normal eyesight, who was walking together with a person, or Elena, who was blind. They were going along the derech path. K'shenichnas l'toich habayis, amal apikech l'suma. When they finally arrived home to the place they were going, the person who could see. Reuven says to the Suma to Shimon who couldn't see. Say v'had likely as aner hazeh. Could you do me a taiva? I can't see here at all. You don't need to be able to see. You're able to know where things are. If you could do me a favor, say v'had likely as aner hazeh. Could you light a candle for me? V'ha'erli, and illuminate the house for me. Amalei hasuma. So Shimon, the blind person, says to Reuven, "B'tayvascha," meaning, "I don't understand. Could you explain to me?" "K'sheyise b'derech ato heyise mesamcheini," when we were going and schlepping along the way, you took care of me. You were holding on to me. You were directing me. "Ad shenichnasnu l'toych habayis ato heyise malafa oisi," until we came home into this place. You were with me, you were taking care of me. V'achshav ato oima hadlik li es aner hazev ha'erli. And now you're asking me to light a candle and to light a way for you, to light up this place for you. Om la pikeach. So the pikeach Reuven says to his blind friend, Shloitehim machzik li toiva. Sheyisi milavcha b'derech. I don't want you to feel that you owe me anything for the schus that I had to take care of you and to walk with you. Lekach amarti, and that's why I've said, Lech ha'erli, please go and light a candle. I need you, and could you light a candle and illuminate this house for me? So kach ha'yakadosh baruch hu, the Medrash says, so it was with Hashem. Kach ha'yakadosh baruch hu, Manhigan Umeyulahem, throughout our years in the desert, throughout the journey, Hashem, of course, every minute would light our path. With the cloud during the day and the pillar of fire at night. Shnema Vahashem Hoylech Lefneim Yoimam. Kevin Sh'omar HaMishkan, when the Mishkan was finally put up, Karak HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to Moshe Rabbeinu V'Amalei and says to him, Ta'iruli, Kindlech, I want you to take a candle and I want you to light up this place for me. Shenemar B'Ha'aloyscha Es HaNeiros. As it says in the Pasuk, B'Ha'aloyscha Es HaNeiros. When you light the candles, Amul Pnei HaMenorah. When you light the menorah in the Mishkan and then later in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Medrash. So the Medrash is telling us that there's a mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this mitzvah, Hashem revealed Davki in this mitzvah of Ba'alois Chasaneiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed that He doesn't want us, His children, to always have this feeling, this uncomfortable feeling of taking, of needing, of asking Him, of receiving, of being mekablim from Hashem Yisbarach. When a person's a mekabel, he always has to be machzik toiv, he has to be makir toiv, to the one who did him the favor, to the one who took care of him. So Chazal are revealing to us through this pasuk, Hashem's rotzen, is that we should feel sometimes kivyochel as if we are the ones who are noisnim l'Hashem. Of course, that can't truly be. But Hashem wants us to be noisnim. He wants us to have that hergish, that feeling, that we are giving Him light, that we are somehow helping Him, kivyachol. And in this way, we become noisnim, and Hashem, kivyachol, acts in the way of a makabel. So all the mefarshim are wondering about this. How could it be? We know that the most beautiful midah, will talk a lot to Mitzvah Hashem in the future about the midah of Hakaras HaTov, that Hakaras HaTov, acknowledging when someone is good to us and accepting that in a gracious way and thanking the person, is the most precious midah. It's the midah of Hakaras HaTov, to be machzik toiva, when a person was good to you, even the tiniest little way. We have to be makir toiv, to be machzik toiv, to anybody who was good to us. And yet over here, in the midst of Bahalois al Saneiros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing to us that He Davka does not want us to act in a way of HaKaris HaTayv and to be Machzik Tayva, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recognize our position as Naisnim, as those who are able to be the ones who are Davka giving, not receiving. And that Hashem Baruch plays or acts in this role of the Makabel. That's what the Medrash is telling us. So we see from here a gewaldige, gewaldige, big yesod. This, I believe, is the Hamidan al Achaz, the Nekuda HaPnimis, in all of our relationships, Ben Ov Lachaveiroi, between all the Reubens and Shimons of the world, between friends, between brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, parents and children. The Nekuda HaPnimis, the He'emidan al Achaz, that one point, that Shoyrish, that Yesoid of the Binyan of Ben Orm L'Chaveiro, is revealed here in this Pasuk and in this Medrash, Davke, because we know that V'halachta Bedrochav, that V'halachta Bedrochav, going in Hashem's way, the mitzvah of V'halachta Bedrochav, which is telling us to be as much as we can like Hashem. The Gemara tells us, Zekeli Va'anveyu, Zekeli Va'anveyu Hevi Daimelai, that we should be like Hashem. Va'anveyu, Rashi brings down, Ani Vahu, Es Atzmi Kemoisai, I have to try every moment of my life to be as much as like HaKadosh Baruch Hu as I can be. Es Atzmi Kemoisai, L'dabek Bedrochav, and that's the mitzvah of Halachta Bedrochav, of Dveikus Bashem Uboy Sidbak. The more that I can be like Hashem, the more dovuk, the more attached I am to Him. So if Chazal have revealed to us in this mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah, of Bahalois HaSaneiros, if Chazal have revealed to us this gewaldige big yesod in Ben Orm L'Chaveiro, it means that the point here of this mitzvah is not about lighting up the Mishkan per se, although of course we need that light. But it's not about how to light the Mishkan. It's not about how to light up the Mishkan, but rather Hashem wants us to know through how He gave us this mitzvah, this opportunity to light the Mishkan, to light the candles, to become Naisnim. He wants us to become dovuk to His way in this world. And through that, we can achieve a tremendous, tremendous madregas in Ben Orm L'Chaveiroi, and b Dveikus Bashem, Uvay Sidbag, V'halachta Bedrochav. Let me explain. There are two madregas when you're doing a toiv, when you're doing something good for another person. There are two madregas. Aleph, when you see that your friend has a chesaron, that there's something in his life that is missing, whether it's money or something else, and being somebody who cares for this person, who loves this person, being a yid tells you that you have an ability in this situation to give that person, to be memalei his chesaron, to fill in that which is missing in his life. So this madrega of toiv compels the person to do something to fill in the missing space of this Jew's life. The only problem, of course, is that what you haven't taken away from that person, and perhaps you even increased in that person's life, is a feeling of busha. Even though it's a gewaldige thing that you helped him. But we know that the Yerushalmi says in Orla, Kol man de ochel de lav dilei, bois listakuli ba'ape. A person who's eating someone else's food, a person who's on the take, a person who's receiving food from somebody else, some nice person had rachmanis on him, So Chazal tell us that kol man de'ochel de'larva de'lei, if it's not your own food, if you didn't earn that, if you didn't have the money to go and buy that food, but rather you had to receive it from someone else, and you fell into a place of matnas bosav adam, a gift of flesh and blood, you're embarrassed. The person is filled with busha. He can't look at the face of the person who's giving to him. He's mizbayish. So even though there's certainly a tremendous toiv that you've done for him, because he was lacking, he was missing, and you filled in what was missing. But in many ways, he's hurting more from the busha, as long as it's somebody who still has some measure of self-respect. This, by the way, agav, this is one of the reasons that children have such a problem with their parents. And this is not only when they're little. The chutzpah that we see with children, who takes more than children? Every single moment of their lives, from the time that the baby is in the mother's womb, and then as an infant is nursed and cared for, the child is constantly receiving, constantly receiving. So you would think that there would be such tremendous hakaras hatov. These people, what they've done for me, every single minute of their lives, they live for me. But there's a klal. The klal is, kol man de'ochel de'lav de'lei, that when somebody is doing for you, and you didn't earn your own bread, you can't look in the face of the other. That not looking in the other's face as a result of busha can cause all kinds of strange behavior on the part of the one who is benefiting and constantly receiving. The chutzah of children, of parents every minute, toiv and noch toiv, and more good and more good and more good. And it becomes unbearable. All of the good becomes unbearable to that child, even though the child enjoys the benefits of all the toiv, and certainly welcomes it and asks constantly, hav, give me more toiv. But deep inside there's a feeling of busha. There's a feeling of embarrassment. What can I do for my parents? Whatever I do, I can never, ever, ever take away this busha of having received for so many years. So this first basic madrega of toiv, which is of course wonderful, it comes together with this hefsid, with this loss of self-respect. The second and higher madrega of toiv, everybody knows, is when you're able to give a person not only the money that he's missing, the food that he's missing, the compliment that he's missing, whatever it is in life that's missing, but when you're able to give a person in such a way, where together with that money, or together with whatever is missing in that person's life, you also give him nachas ruach, nafshis pnimis, deep inner nachas ruach, and a feeling of chashivas, of toiv, pnimi. So when the toiv is done in such a way, where the makabel no longer feels that he's a makabel, when you've been able to somehow transform a makabel into a noisein, into someone who is not a helpless, hopeless, needy beneficiary of your toiv, but someone who is himself a noisein. In doing that, not only have you filled in what's missing physically in that person's life, but you filled the deepest, deepest hole in the heart of that Jew, which is that he's missing a feeling of self, of his own importance in his eyes, and a feeling of being worthless in God's eyes. And when you're able to take a makabel, someone who's receiving, and you're able to make him into a naisein, to help him feel that he's a naisein, you have started building that person, mamish yesh me'ayin, from that ayin, from that nothingness, that he feels into the somethingness of being a nice, because only a person is a nice who is a nice can feel that somethingness. Look, we know how to do this with our children and grandchildren. When they're very little, it comes very easy to us. It's natural. L'mashal. The most common thing is you could have a father who's working on some big Sunday project, you know, whatever, he's building a deck in the backyard, some big project, and little Yankele comes along, and he's watching. So there's one kind of a father that would just leave Yankele on the sidelines watching. And Yankele enjoys that. But he feels useless. There's another kind of a father who will say, Yankele, come here. You have no idea how much I need you. I could never, ever build this deck by myself. Do me a big taiva, take the hammer and give a clap over here. Give a clap to this nail. Or if you could bring over that plank over there and bring it over here to me, because I really, really need you to do this. And if you do this, you should know that you're mamish building the deck and helping me, and I couldn't do it without you. We do this all the time with children. So not only did Yankel have a little bit fun that Sunday watching his father build the deck, but you gave to that little child, you gave him the most precious gift in the world, the gift of oneself, of being able to be useful, of being a neisein, of somebody who's able to give, and not only to give, but to give my father, every minute of my life I'm taking from this man, and finally I'm able to give to him. I'm able to do something for him. By doing that for Yankel, you've given him big nachas ruach. And if all you think that he needs is a deck to play on and to sit on, then you're making a big mistake. What he needs much more than a deck is himself and his own self-respect. And his own sense of yesh, of chashivas, of existence. There's no bigger nachas ruach you can give to a person than making him into a neisen, from being a useless mekabel, making him into a neisen, giving him the svias rotzen of being able to light his father's candle, of being able to illuminate someone else's life. There's nothing that's more precious than that. And that's what Hashem is revealing to us by the mitzvah of Megillah, of the Menorah. What he's revealing to us with this mitzvah of the Menorah, which, by the way, we spent a lot of time, a couple of months, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs Chaburah, learning this year the mitzvah of Hadlokas and Hatavas HaMenorah. Fixing the candles, putting everything in order with the oil and the wicks, in halacha, entire is called hatovas haneiros. Hatovas haneiros. There's a mida of hatova, the deepest mida of hatova, of gutzkeit, is davke, revealed to us through this mitzvah of the menorah. And Hashem wants us, through this mitzvah, to learn how to live in a way of hatova, of hatovas haneiros. Because the Gemara says in Day on Daf Lamed Beis, Kol mitzapel l'shulchan chaveiroi, anybody who is depending upon his friend's table, meaning to eat, he doesn't have his own food, so he's mitzapel l'shulchan chaveiroi. Oilam choshach ba'adai. That person's world becomes dark. That dependency, that need, creates a horrible darkness in a person's soul. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Kol mitzapel l'shulchan chaveira oilam choshach ba'adai. The world becomes dark. Rav Chisda amar af chayev einam chayim. And Rav Chisda says this person's life is not a life. The life of a nois, of a makabel, the life of being constantly makabel, is not a life. That's the sherish of what the Gemara says, Soinei matonas yichya, a person who despises gifts, who does not want gifts, such a person, yichya, is filled with chiyas. He wants to give gifts. He wants to be a noisei. Rav Chisda says over here, Av chayiv enim chayim. that the person who is mitzape, the shulchan chaveroi, who is constantly in need of the other's food, to eat by someone else's table, he doesn't have his own table. Olam choshach ba'adoi. It creates a terrible darkness in a person's soul. You know how many times I've spoken to Bali Tshuva over the years, or even if they're not Bali Tshuva, but older singles who have shared with me the anguish, the darkness in their lives. Time after time, Shabbos after Shabbos, being invited by very kind Jews to be there, to spend time and to watch them making Shabbos, and to receive their food, and to receive their zmiras, to receive their kindness. And how hard it is, Shabbos after Shabbos, not to have your own table, not to make your own Shabbos, not to have your own guests, not to give zmiras and Torah and food and warmth to other Jews, but to constantly be in that state of being kolam etzapa l'shulchan chaveroi, of being by someone else's table. The Gemara says, Olam choshach ba'adoi, that person's world is dark, and his life is not a life. Because the deepest, deepest nakud in a person is to be a naisein. It's the neshama of a Jew, to be a naisein. Ma, who, just as Hashem, is the biggest naisein, every second he's constantly giving. Hu naisein lechem l'chol basa, ki lo'olam chazdai. Every second by Hashem is nesina. Ma hu, af ata. So too men wants desperately to be a naisein, to be a mashpia, to give, to teach, to help, to share. It's the biggest, biggest koyach that a person has deep inside of himself. So here, by the mitzvah of generating light, remember we just learned, the deepest darkness is to constantly have to receive, to be in need, to take from others. Therefore, the greatest light is the light of being a mashpia, is the light of giving. So by this mitzvah of the menorah, Hashem teaches us this he'amidan al-achas, this yisoid of all ben om l'chaveroi. The medrash of the pikeach and the suma, the story of the person who could see, and the person who is blind, teaches us this yisoid. We understand that the blind person is in such pain. Here we have someone who is intelligent and good and kind and giving. And more than anything, he wants to be able to give, because that's the pnimius of a person. And throughout their journey, the blind person is dependent upon his friend to hold him, to take him, to lead him. So the Suma, Shimon, is constantly receiving from Reuven the Pikeach. So the Pikeach, when they come to the house, the Pikeach wants very, very much to give Nachas Ruach, a deep Nachas Ruach to the Suma. And the only way that he can give Nachas Ruach to the Suma is by telling the Suma, you know, I need you very, very much. I'm in this place. I'm not used to the dark. I can't find my way around the dark place. But you're able to, you know the way here. You know every inch, and you're able to feel and to hear and to touch. So I need you. I need you. So suddenly, the Suma, the blind person, who's suffering so much from how he has to depend upon be makabel from his friend, suddenly the Suma experiences of an ahafechu, and the blind person becomes a noisin, becomes a mashpia. Suddenly the little boy Yankala, who's always taking from his parents, becomes Yankala, the one who's giving to his parents, becomes the mashpia. And when you do that, you're lighting up that person's world mamish. It's the opposite of Olam Chashach Ba'adoi. It's the opposite of that darkness, that deep darkness that a makabel always feels. And in doing that, you've given him his life. since Rav Chisda says Av Chayiv Enam Chayim, that the Makabel doesn't enjoy life because he can't be Mashpi, he can't give. So here, the Pikeach, the one who can see, gives back to the blind person his soul and gives him back that feeling of being alive. Because the feeling of being alive is only when a person is a mashpia. Only when he's a mashpia. And that's what the Medrash is telling us. When we were in the Midbar, all the years in the desert, Vahashem hoylech lifneihem yoyman. Hashem was holding us and leading us, like Reuven, who was leading his blind friend. Hashem was leading us with a cloud, with a fire, through the desert. So all that time we're just mekablim. We're receiving. And certainly we have to be makir toiv. It's a big midah. To be makir toiv, to be machzik toiv, there's no question. But by the Mishkan, by building a mikdash, which is to build each and every Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the opportunity to experience the deepest, deepest nachas ruach. But a nachas ruach that is pnimis, and that's nafshis, that penetrates to the core of the person. So what did Hashem do? He says, Ata, and now, Atem mi'irim li. And now, you are the ones who are giving me light. You are the ones who are giving me light. And kivyachol, Hashem becomes the one who is in need of our candles. Hashem kivyachol makes himself into the one who needs us to light candles for him. And in doing this, Hashem's Baruch taught us, Vi he'amidan al achas. The big underlying yisoid, the shayrish, of all of the avoida ben odm l'chaveiro, between one person and another person. The nekuda apnimis is constantly thinking, not just what does that person need, what can I do for that person? He needs money, he needs advice, he needs medical help, whatever it is. He needs shalom bayis, he needs a shidduch. All of that is good. But the pnimius should be pnimius. The Aaron HaKohen, that nekuda of Aaron HaKohen in the midah of toiv, of hatava, is the thought every minute. What can I do to help this person so that this person should feel the deepest, deepest nachas ruach? That this person should be able to feel the or of his own dignity, of his own chashivas, to somehow restore to a person that feeling of being a noisei. All of our ben om l'chaveru is built upon this hemidan al achas, this nakuda, of what can I do to help this person, but in the deepest way. How can I do whatever toiv it is, whatever chesed it is, what can I do to give nachas ruach and svias rotzen, a feeling of nachas, a feeling of chashivas, a feeling of dignity and self-respect to another Jew? What can I do? The Gemara, I think many of you know, in the first parak in Pesachim, the Gemara says an amazing thing. The Gemara says that a person, Reuven gives Shimon some tzedakah, and he says, I'm giving this on the condition that my child who is sick should be well. The Gemara says about such tzedakah, that's a complete tzaddik. So everybody's asking, a tzaddik gomer, why is he a tzaddik gomer? Why is he bechlal a tzaddik? I mean, he gave some money, and he's a nice guy, but it sounds like it was all about him. He gave tzedakah, and the tzedakah was what? Almanas sheyichye b'ni, so that my child will get well. So it sounds like he was filled with this ulterior motive. And yet the Gemara says, Harry's a tzaddik gomer, that the person is a gewaldig, a big tzaddik. He's a tzaddik gomer. That's just a tzaddik, a tzaddik gomer. But why? It seems as if this was for his own personal benefit, of his own personal to'elis, that his child should get well. Why is he a tzaddik gomer? So it says in the Sfarim, that we're dealing here with a person who's very, very, very mysterious and very great. The emphasis is, he wants to do this mitzvah completely, l'shem shamayim. But he meets a poor person, someone who's destitute, someone who's desperately in need of some money. So what does he do? He wants to give money to this person, but he doesn't want to take away from the person his self-respect. He wants to give him the money, but together with big nachas ruach, and a feeling of chashivas, and a feeling of what, not being a mekabel, but being a nosein. So he says to him, Rabid, you know, I know you're an elech yid, you're poor, okay, that's not your fault, but you're an elech yid. So I have some money, I want you to have this money, but I tell you the truth, I really need something from you that's much, much, much more important than money. Through you, and with your good blessings, and with your tefillahs, perhaps my child can have a Yeshua. Perhaps my child can get better. And the poor man says, I'll daven, you'll see. And it's Hashem, he'll be good. Everything will be good. And by this, the person who was constantly taking, who had his hand out, who is filled with the busha of being a mekabel, who can look in the faces of all those who pass him, suddenly he feels like $1 million plus. That this rich person or this person who has so much money, this person needs me. This person is asking for my tefillahs and for my help. You mamish, give life to that person. By telling him that, you know, my child is sick and there's something I need that's much more than the few dollars that I'm giving you, is I need for my child to have a refuah. And you're doing that for me, and you have no idea, by your trying, you have no idea how much I'm getting from you, much, much, much more than a couple of dollars. And this is how the Mefarshim explain, when Avraham Avinu was taking care of his company, taking care of his guests, and it says, Ve'ekcha pas lechem, I will take a slice of bread. So the Mefarshim ask, why does it say, Ve'ekcha pas lechem, I will take, in other words, he's trying to bring his guests to sit down and to enjoy a meal. And he wants to give them something. And instead of saying, ve'etain pas lechem, I will give you bread, he says, ve'ekcha pas lechem, I will take. And the Svarim say, what he's really saying is, chever, believe me, I promise you, that if you'll agree to have this meal, I'm taking much more than I'm giving. I'm getting from you much, much, much more. That you mezake me with this, you have no idea what a schus it is for me. Ve'ekcha pas lechem. I am the one who's really getting, not the one who's giving. It's only mislabish in a way of giving. Now we could understand, b'ha'aloyscha es haneiros. B'ha'aloyscha es haneiros. Chazal is saying that Hashem wanted to lift us up before the entire world and to lift us up before ourselves. What gives a person a feeling of an aliyah, a feeling of his nasus in his life? When he's able to light candles for others, when he's able to give for others, Baha'alois Chasaneir, so the master of the universe, the one who is the light of all worlds, turns to each and every one of us and says, Yankala Moshe, Sarla Rivka, I need your light. I want you to light the menorah, every mitzvah, every good word, every tefillah, every Torah. Bahaloischas and Eris. You have no idea how much nachas ruach you're giving. And that matana, that gift, that Hashem gives to each and every one of us, to feel within us, that nachas, deep, deep inside, that penetrates to the essence of who we are, the Sviyas Ratzon, that Kivyochel Ata Kodesh Yoyshev Tilas Yisrael, that the light of all worlds is asking for my light, that the light of all worlds wants me to light a candle, to do a mitzvah, to learn, to daven, to do for somebody else. That Hatova is the Hatova of Hevimi Tamidav Shel Aaron. That Hashem Yisbarach gave Aaron HaKohen this mitzvah of Bahaloischa is because Aaron lived every second of his life thinking, how could I give nachas to a Jew? What could I do to give back to a person his feeling of self? So he has this amazing shita. What's the amazing shita? He's running around to people. And he says, you should know, I know deep inside, Aaron knows that this person feels terrible. And deep inside he feels embarrassed and he can't face his friend. And Aaron goes and says, you should know that your friend feels terrible. Ugh. He mamish feels terrible. You have no idea how much he needs you, how much he misses you. And in doing that, Aaron will build up inside that person a pnimius of toiv, of nesina, of giving. And b'halois chesaneiris means Aaron would ignite a spark in that Jew. He would light a candle of giving. And that person would be all of a sudden illuminated and animated and come back to life and want to be able to run over and to do something for his friend to give. And regarding Aaron HaKohen, the pasuk says, "B'sholom uvamisha halach iti." In this way, he goes together with me. He goes together with me, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this shita that he learned from the mitzvah of the menorah, that he learned how Hashem is mahu af ata, that just like Hashem gives us that nachas, gives us that ability to be nice in him, and by doing that is showing us the greatest ben omla chaveiro possible, the greatest gift you can give to another person, is to say to a yid, listen, you know, you have no idea how much your friend loves you, and how much he misses you, and how much he's machshiv you, and how much he's crying because of what he's done to you. And really, yeah? And in doing so, Aaron ignites the candle of your own self, of your own sense of self. He ignites that candle. And by the time they would meet in the shuk, the two Reuven and Shimon would meet in the marketplace, it didn't make a difference anymore. And they didn't need to understand. Like it says in the Ovis Reuven Nelson, they would meet in the market and they would just kiss each other, they would start to cry. And they wouldn't even remember who was the Nisan and who was the Makabo. Because a person who's illuminated with that light of Nesina, it doesn't matter. His life is about giving and about doing. Hakadosh Baruch should help us that we should be zeichen not only to talk about the neiros of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, but we should be zeichen for that day of Arichas Neil Ben Yishai Mashicheinu, that by us being the Talmidim of Aaron, we'll live in this way. And by living in this way, we'll be zeichen to see with our eyes Aaron HaKohen and all the tzaddikim in the Beis HaMikdash with the Gula Shavah Amitis from Hebi Menah Amen to Amen.